It's Monday, the 1st of June. I'm Jackie Cameron with your BizNews Flash Briefing.
SpaceX Dragon on the big loop. The hatch is open in 5.54.400. How copy?
I copy. Hatch is open. Great to hear. Thanks.
South Africa's Elon Musk's dream to develop commercial space travel became reality when his company SpaceX successfully docked a commercial capsule at the International Space Station on Sunday. Two NASA astronauts on the SpaceX Crew Dragon entered the International Space Station less than a day after their historic launch. Astronauts Robert Behnken and Douglas Hurley were watched by millions of people around the world as they spoke to technicians and politicians at the control station. Here are a few snippets.
It's obviously been our honor to be just a small part of this. We have to give credit to SpaceX, the Commercial Crew Program, and of course NASA. It's great to get the United States back in the crewed launch business, and we're just really glad to be on board this magnificent complex.
The first night is always a little bit of a challenge, but the Dragon was a slick vehicle, and we had good airflow, and so we had an excellent, excellent evening, and just excited to be back in low Earth orbit again.
Elon Musk's plans include commercial travel to the moon and Mars.
We're going to partner with commercial industry for access to low Earth orbit, and those partnerships are going to enable our providers to get customers that are not NASA and drive down our costs. And we're going to have numerous providers that are competing on cost and innovation and safety. And we're going to have more access to low Earth orbit than ever before. And this business model, now that it's been proven on commercial resupply of the International Space Station, now commercial crew to the International Space Station, this model is going to apply, and I know Senator Cruz has this near and dear to him, when we go to the moon. And, of course, when we go to the moon, it's going to be done because of the great people here at the Johnson Space Center and so many other centers across the United States of America. But when we go to the moon, we're going to land on the surface of the moon with commercial landers. And, of course, we're very proud of the Commercial Lunar Payload Services Program being managed right here out of the Johnson Space Center as well, so that we can take small payloads to the surface of the moon. And all of this is leading up to an amazing day where we have humans living and working for long periods of time on the surface of the moon, but doing it with a purpose. And that purpose, of course, is to go to Mars. Humanity is going to explore more and be able to go further than ever before because of the public-private partnerships. We all know that if the government is creating the demand and the government is creating the supply, we will always be limited. But when we have partners that are interested in exploring commercially and doing the things that are necessary to get capital investment, then we're all going to end up better. So I want to just say the whole world saw this. This is a new era in human space flight, and we are so grateful for the service of not just our two astronauts that embarked on this mission, but the 100,000-plus people that participate in it, in this mission, everything from the suppliers to the main contractors to the NASA team, the SpaceX team. What an amazing day for our country and, in fact, for the world.
In other news making headlines at the weekend, as South Africa moves to level 3 of COVID-19 containment, President Cyril Ramaphosa has highlighted how the bulk of the masks, ventilators and testing kits were still being procured from China and distributed across the continent. President Ramaphosa was speaking to editors in a virtual conference when he said that he had appointed an envoy for the continent to scour the world for diagnostic and medical supplies which would assist South Africa in its fight against the virus. MyBroadband.co.za says the South African government has approved only 11% of applications for COVID-19 relief funding for small, medium and micro-sized enterprises. And the Democratic Alliance has promised to fight an ANC plan to use pension fund savings to fund infrastructure projects and state-owned enterprises. It says a leaked ANC discussion document on post-COVID-19 economic recovery specifically proposes for the first time the amendment of Regulation 28 to prescribe pension fund investments. And that brings to a close your BizNews Flash Briefing. Until next time.